You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody. We've got one of my favorite all-time guests on. He's here to talk to us about how we can build and maintain our brand during the holiday season. And you go, well, why is that important? Well, this is the way people see you. And it's important because in today's world, that's what counts. When you walk in the door, most people already know who you are because they've looked it up on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, all the different social medias. So when you're there, they know who you are. You're at the table for a reason. And then what comes next is it's all about the other person. You've got to go in there and you've got to make sure that you're able to project what makes you different. You've got to make sure you project something that they want to be a part of, and then you will be building your business. So I want to thank Bruce for coming in today. He's trying to finalize his social media stuff. He's the man, he's the myth, he's the legend, but he's here without his harmonica. That's not going to happen again. Here's my friend, Bruce Turkel.
Hello,
hey, Bruce.
Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. You're the man, Bruce. So listen, tell me a little bit about what we got going on today. We're going to give people a checklist for things that are going to work in the holidays and after New Year's too.
Well, you know what's great? Because of all the hoopla of New Year, because everyone's thinking about it, people are making lists, they're making resolutions. So I was thinking, well, what if we actually gave people the resolutions they should work with? Instead of, hey, I'm going to be a better person, I'm going to eat less, I'm, you know, whatever it is.
The usual.
Yeah, the usual. And then what do they say? Everyone joins the gym in January and they're not showing up by February. What if we went over the specific things you could do so that when the new year comes around, you are ready to improve your business. You're ready to build your brand. It's a perfect time because for the next couple of weeks, you know, things are winding down. There's fewer meetings. There's fewer opportunities to meet with people and talk with people. But what if when you got back, boom, you were ready and you could get started?
Oh, I've got my checklist. I know the different little mechanical things that I want to do to have coming out of the gate on January 1. But tell me what things people should have in place to put their plan into action.
Well, here's what we always say, and you know, we've said it on this show before. Before we talk about what you need to do, what plan to put into place, I always want to say, let's talk about strategy first. You know, people say to me, hey, should I get Twitter? Should I get Facebook? Should I do Facebook Lives? I go, you know what? You don't need social media. You need a strategy. So first I thought that the resolution should be to do this properly, to do it systematically, to do it in a way that will make sense long term. So I put together a list, but we can start with the easy stuff, which is the three things that I want people to keep in mind.
Go.
Number one, I want people to think of their intention. If you say to people, if I say to clients, hey, what do you guys want? They say, we want to make more money or we want to sell more stuff. But that's not really true. You heard your last guests. They want to make money, but they also want to help the community. They want to build a sustainable business. They want to stand out in specific communities. They want to make a difference to different people. So I want you to be really clear on your intention. What is it you want to accomplish? You know the old saying, if you don't know where you're going, how do you know when you get there? If you ask the wrong questions, the answers don't matter. So my thought is, let's first work on intention. What do we want to accomplish? And once we figure it out, that goes in big words on a piece of paper in your office, and you look at it every day. I am trying to do, and then you fill in the blank. It's different for everybody. So that each time you think of what you're going to do, instead of shooting willy-nilly, instead of doing shotgun shots, you can take laser-focused rifle shots because you know what you're trying to accomplish. So point one is intention. What do you want to do?
What's next, Bruce?
Well, after you have your intention, then point two, which also starts with an I, by the way, is ideation. Coming up with ideas to make this happen. You see, people do it the other way around. Ideation's fun, right? We love coming up with ideas. But again, if you don't know what you want to accomplish, what difference do the ideas make? So say, here's what I want to do. I want to make more money in 2018, or I want to expand my market area, or I want to travel more and I want business that allows me to do that, or whatever. I don't judge. It's up to you what you want to accomplish. But once you do, then make a list of ideas. What are some of the things that I can do to make a difference in this intention?
So I bet the next thing is an I too. Is this three I's or something
you know
here?
Yes, it's the three I. I haven't thought of a clever thing for it, but it is an I. It's implementation. We now know what we want to accomplish. We have a bunch of things we're going to try, a bunch of ideas. Now we need to put them into action. And even though I love strategy, I love messaging strategy, I love positioning, I love working on that, we both know, Jim, that implementation eats strategy for lunch. Meaning, you got to get out and do it, right? It's great to come up with ideas. Sun Tzu, The Art of War, he said that strategy without tactics is the slowest path to success. You're moving, but who says you're moving in the right direction? By the way, he also says that tactics without strategy is the noisiest sound of failure, because you're doing all this stuff, but there's really no indication that it's actually going to work.
You know, Bruce, it's really important that people have a plan and that they implement the plan. You hear a lot about that, but if you got a bad plan and you got good implementation, or you got a good plan and bad implementation, you still aren't going to go anywhere. But we got 1, 2, and 3. So how do I do all this stuff?
Okay, so good. I'm glad you asked, because often people talk about the 50,000 foot stuff, right? Intention, ideation, implementation. It sounds very highfalutin. But then people say, okay, but what do I do tomorrow? Well, I told you, I want to give you the resolutions and I want to show you what you can do in these last couple weeks before the new year.
Excellent.
So number one, I want you to inventory your brand materials. Find every piece of paper, online components, signage, bags, t-shirts, anything you have that's promoting who you are and what you do. Just get them all. Put them in a room. If you got a corkboard or tape, hang them up on the wall. But put them somewhere where you can look at all of them. And I think what you'll find, first of all, is that they are not coherent and cogent.
Oh, I was going to say, they have to be consistent.
But they won't be, because first of all, you didn't know to do it. And second of all, you were always putting out fires and doing stuff, and you had an idea, and you printed this, and you did that. So they all need to look and act the same. They need to be consistent. But we already talked about intentionality. They need to fit an intention. Do all those pieces talk to who you actually want to be and what you want to accomplish? I'll give you an example. Everybody who's listening in their neighborhood, in their community, there's a store, there's a sporting goods store called Strictly Tennis, right? Because their intention was, hey, we want to be a tennis store. Except that a few years after tennis became very popular, there was another sport, whether it was rollerblading or yoga. So then they became Strictly Tennis and Running. And then another sport came out, and it was Strictly Tennis and Running and more. Well, it's not strictly anything, first of all. And second of all of those different materials that they created over all of those years no longer speak back to their intention. So the first thing I want you to do is to inventory all the materials you use.
Wow, I'm like putting this all together in my mind. I'm doing it right now while you're talking about it. This is great stuff. You know, I know what I want to accomplish. And you know, part of it is that I got to create some consistent stuff for myself. But what's next? I've got my materials together. They're now consistently going where I want them to go. What's next?
Well, you haven't changed them yet, right? All you've done is inventory.
No, I put them up on the board. I've looked at them. I'm trying to see them. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying to get where I'm going with this stuff, or modify it to get where I'm going. What's next, bro?
So what comes next now is I want you to look at what they say. And my guess is they talk about the function of what you do. If you're a mechanic, it talks about mechanical things. If you're a baker, it talks about baking. If you're a real estate finance guy, it talks about real mortgages and it talks about amortization.
Yeah, we're going to talk about
and all of that.
We'll put like a chart, and these are the deals that
exactly.
we did.
Exactly. And that needs to stop, because that's old think. That's old world. Think about the old world. Europe, hundreds of years ago, your function is how you named yourself, right? Mr. Baker baked. Ms. Fletcher made arrows. Mr. Goldsmith made gold. If you spoke German and your name was Fleischmann, Fleisch, it's because you were a butcher. Bowman was an archer. The function of what they did was their name. And even today, we don't do that. You know, you don't have someone called Mr. Internet Marketer or Mr. Mortgage Amortization Person.
Only on Twitter.
Perhaps. But even you go to a party or you meet someone at a networking event, what's the second thing you say to them? First is their name. What do you do? What do you do? And we talk about that because we have built our businesses and we have built our brands based around function. We are in a post-functional society. The reason is today, everything works. Computerization, globalization, generification, if that's a word, has made everything uniform. Everything works. And there are hundreds, thousands of people who do what you do. They're not as good, But they're out there.
Everybody's pretty much equally qualified. How do you differentiate yourself, Bruce?
That's right. So function becomes cost of entry. If you're not a good baker, a good chef, a good nurse, a good physician, a good undertaker, whatever it is you do, you're not in business.
Well, listen, Bruce, this sounds like a great way to take a break because you got some great other ideas and I want people to make sure they hear them, but we got to pay a couple of bills. Can you stay with us one more segment?
I'm right here.
All right, great. Wanda, it's your time. Then we're going to come back and we're going to have some super great ideas that you can use to make money starting tonight.
Not compared to how people matter.